great, the master. Men of every birth, a foreign number, my Jesus gave the key. If I be lifted up on this world, oh, men unto me, say I lift him up. Said I lift him up, oh, till he speaks from eternity. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. Oh, the world is hungry for the living bread. Lift the Savior up for them to see. Trust him and do not doubt the word that he said. I'll draw all men unto me. Said I lift him up. Said I lift him up until he speaks from eternity. He said if I walk right, he said if I live right, he said if I pray right, I'll draw men unto me. Don't exalt the preacher, don't exalt the pew. Preach the gospel, simple, full, and free. Prove him, and you will not find the promise. I'll draw men unto me. Say, lift him up. Say, lift him up until he speaks from eternity. He said, if I walk right, God said, if I live right, God said, if I pray right, God said, if I talk right, I'll draw all men unto me. Did I lift him up? Did I lift him up until he's free from eternity? Said if I walk right, God said, if I talk right, God said, if I live right, I'll draw, oh man, unto me. I said, oh, help me lift Jesus. Can you help me? Help me lift Jesus. I wonder who can help me lift Jesus. I need somebody to help me lift Jesus. I need somebody to help me lift Jesus. Clap your hands. Help me lift Jesus. Clap your hands and help me lift Jesus. Clap your hands and help me lift Jesus. Stomp your feet and help me lift Jesus. Help me, somebody, help me lift Jesus. Help me, somebody, help me lift Jesus. I wonder who can help me lift Jesus. I wonder who can help me lift Jesus. Him to lift him, to lift him, to lift him, I lift him higher, higher, higher. I'll draw a man unto me. I wonder who can help me lift Jesus. I wonder who can help me lift Jesus. I need somebody to help me lift Jesus. Clap your hands and help me lift Jesus. Clap your hands and help me lift Jesus. Stomp your feet and help me lift Jesus. Won't somebody help me lift Jesus? I want somebody to help me lift you. You can shout if you want to help me lift, but help me lift Jesus. Help me lift Jesus. Lift him. I lift him. I lift him. I lift him higher, higher. Higher, higher, I'll draw men unto me. I tell you who, I wonder who can help me lift Jesus. 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 I want you to lift him, I lift him. I lift him, I lift him higher, 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 I'll draw all men unto me, men unto me. Hallelujah. We just come to lift him up today. Hallelujah. We thank and praise you, Almighty God, because you are God all by yourself. And we just want to thank you, Lord. 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 Oh, I just want to thank you, Lord, 'cause you've been so good. You've been so good. You've been so good. You've been so good. I just want to thank you, Lord. You made us. Hallelujah. You made a way. Hallelujah. You made a way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You made a way. I just want to thank you, Lord. I love the Lord. I love you, Lord. Hallelujah. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Don't you know that he's been good? He's been so good. Yes. You've been so good. Even though we didn't know, but he's been so good. Ooh. I just want to thank you, Lord. I'm so glad I trusted you, Lord. I'm so glad you made a way. Even though you didn't know we were going to make it a way, but he made a way. You made a way. You made a way. I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. praise you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Just say thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Sweet, are you there? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Let us take this time now to go into prayer. Father Yahweh, we thank you. We honor you. We bless your holy name on this morning. This is a great morning. Your word tells us that you give us new mercies every day. We thank you for those new mercies. Tomorrow is behind us. Let's live in the present today, but let's not forget to prepare and plan for the future. Although tomorrow's not promised to us, we still need to be diligent and prepare for tomorrow today while we still have time. I'm just so grateful this morning. My heart is overfilled and overflowing with joy just to be in the land of the living, hearing so much death and destruction around us. But we have to remember as believers that Psalms 91 tells us, and I paraphrase, that 1,000 would fall on this side, and indeed thousands have fallen, and that 10,000 will fall on the other side, and indeed 10,000s have fallen. But it will not come near our house. It will not come nigh our house. You have to plead the blood of the Lord over your doorpost. You have to anoint your doorpost if you need to. If you don't have the man or woman of God to anoint your house, you anoint your house. We need you so much right now, Lord. We need your hedge of protection. Lord, please send your angels to guard us as we're on the road, as we're getting ready for work, as our children are getting ready to go to school or be homeschooled, our grandchildren that are getting ready to go to school or be homeschooled. Lord, those that are traveling for the holiday, we just need you, Lord. More importantly, we need your presence. We need to truly have hidden the word of our Lord in our hearts so that we will not sin against you, Lord. And when we do, and we do, we all sin and fall short. We have your grace and your mercy. I ask this prayer humbly, Lord. In Yeshua's name, I pray. We pray. Amen. Host, are you there?
Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Good morning, Minister Ruth. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Go ahead, my sister.
All right. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you so much for seating and greeting everyone this morning and with the love of the Lord in your heart. And I thank God for you for that awesome prayer this morning and giving God glory for another glorious day this morning. 44 degrees. Yes, indeed. Hallelujah. And thank you so much, Minister Roslyn, for allowing God to use you as always. I tell you, we will definitely lift him up, and we thank him every day for being God all by himself. Thank you for bringing us before his presence this morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning, TMC family. This is Brenda Terrell, and I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, and we say welcome to the Master's Call, our telecommunications sanctuary. We're so grateful that you have joined us this morning. And just a little bit about this call, it started back in 2010. Yes, we have celebrated 10 years, and we are looking for another 10 years. We're thankful to God that he has blessed us, and we're so grateful for our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, with their yes and stood on God's word, which is Psalms 88:13. It says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, our mission definitely is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And guess what? Even the non-believers, if they can come on, hey, believe it or not, God does a transformation right here on the Master's Call. We do have a website. It's www.themasterscall.net. That's www. www.themasterscall.net. And you'll notice that all messages have been archived there, where you could go there any time of the day or night and get a word from the Lord. Not only that, we have the bios of our speakers. We have other information that where you can definitely be enriched, and we're so thankful to God for it. Now, our theme is in 2020. We got almost a little over a month left for 2020. Can you believe it? But it's with supernatural eyes of faith in us and through us. The evidence of greater works must be released and seen. So many of you might say, oh, you know what, I definitely need to be a part of something that's a blessing. And guess what? The Master's Call is it. It's one place where you can feel it's a safe place. It's a safe haven where God has been blessing. He has been empowering. And you would definitely be blessed being a part of this ministry. You can greet. You can host. You can share a word. You may even have a song in your heart. This is a safe place to come and give your services unto the Lord. You can send your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. Now, guess what? This is what brought us together is a health and wellness company. Not just a health and wellness company. It's an awesome health and wellness company called Artist International that started well over 30 years ago by Papa Diaz de Leon, and we're so thankful he passed the baton over to Alejandro and Elvia, and they're doing a wonderful job where we are promoting and presenting to people around the world the wonderful products of Artist Life. So get with the person that invited you to this call, and they'll be happy to share more information with you. Now, there's a morning motivational call that's happening right after this call every Monday through Friday. Today is Presidential Tuesday with the phenomenal Executive President Candida Mosley, and you can get on there and see what the business is all about, and it'll be awesome. So that number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-pound. Now, I'm getting out of the way because we definitely have a woman of God who loves the Lord with all her heart. She comes on. She's a faithful listener. She's a faithful servant. She's a faithful woman of God who serves her community and serves her Lord. Lord, she is a woman of God that stands on his word. She's a woman of God who is our evangelist here on the Master's Call. And I'm talking about the Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox, who had entered the political world back in 2006 as the 79th Assembly District Female State Committee member, and she has been doing political work in her area up in the state of New York for many years. She is also a part of the NAACP. She is a part of her community where she's helping people. I talked to her the other day. She was handing out turkeys to people, handing out some type of money to serve the community. She is always available to serve the community and her Lord. She is a New York State chaplain. She is a woman who can arrest you if you go wrong. Yes, she can. She is a woman who loves to serve in every capacity where she's available. I call her a powerhouse because my mother-in-law used to say, I'm a little piece of leather, but I'm well put together. And I think about that with Minister Cynthia Cox. I'm getting out of the way to introduce to some, to present to others, our very own Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox from the Bronx, New York. Take it away. Are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, woman of God. Take it away.
Thank you. Thank you, Minister Brenda Terrell. Thank you so much for that awesome introduction. Sometimes I'm kind of like, who are you talking about? But anyway, God is good. And only but God had me to be committed to do what I had to do. So I'm thanking God every day that I wake up. I am so committed to this call. I tell you, anyone don't understand, you have to have God first, because I have done some things. I was in a hurry going out, and Lord, did I not find out he was all outside, and he's ready for you if you're not armor. You know, you don't have your armor on. So I learned to slow down and that and get my dose of medicine, as they say. Like I'm doing all these products, I get a dose of medicine. I'm not to call before I go into the world. So thank you so much. I so appreciate you. Okay, thank you, Minister Ross, for ushering us in. I lift him up. And we got to be thankful. Thanking the Lord this morning for you just God, he's so powerful. I'm so grateful this morning. I can't thank him enough, and I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. And thank you, Minister Ruth, for greeting and seeing us this morning with that powerful prayer. And you definitely be careful out there traveling. So we are just putting you in prayer as you travel from North Carolina, is my state, and back to Georgia. So be glad, be careful there. So we are just thanking this morning. I can't thank you enough. I tell you today, I am so grateful this morning. I give honor to my two outstanding co-founders, Reverend Dr. P.K. Roberts and Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. I just tell you, those ladies are leaders. I can't say anything. I'm just so glad I got injected out of the desk. I had no idea I would be doing this, but you know, God already knows before you do. So all you have to do is humble yourself and walk into your purpose, and I am so grateful that I did, and I'm grateful this morning. I'm so grateful to be a part of this master's call, because right now, we need it more than ever. This morning when I arrived, my phone went on. I couldn't believe what I saw, but Lord Jesus, we do pray. God answer prayers, right? Transition over to our new president. I'm so grateful to hear that this morning. Well, let me just thank God this morning. Let us pray. Father, we give you thanks. Hallelujah. We know it is you, your will for us to understand your word and give it to us, the Holy Spirit, to guide us, to help us to make advances of this great blessing. So we thank you this morning to hear that good news, Lord. I love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. My subject this morning is making a strong commitment to God. Don't be too busy that you can't make a strong commitment. Hallelujah. I know I'm busy, but no, I have to stop, because God is, he sees everything all the time. So we have to stop and make a commitment to God to move forward, you know, because this holiday season, they haven't, you know, telling us not to travel. Please listen to the experts so that we could see another Thanksgiving. And I am so grateful that I can listen to the experts so that we can see another Thanksgiving. And my cousin called me, are you coming? And I love you very much, but I have to listen to the news. Well, let me just say, I am committed. As I shared with you, I'm committed, hallelujah, to make a strong commitment to God. Amen. So when a situation is urgent, you need God immediately to help, you got to be committed. Let me just read Psalm 54:6 says, I will freely sacrifice unto thee. I will praise thy name, O Lord, for it is good. Hallelujah. For he has, the number 7 says, he has delivered me out of all trouble. And my eyes have seen his desire upon my enemies. Amen. So I just want to come to you a few minutes and say, when the situation is urgent, you need God immediate help. So that's why you have to be committed to make a strong commitment to God, not just you have to make a strong commitment. One of the good works of God performing through our trials is to bring us to a place of total dependence on him. Amen. When all is well, our lives, we tend to become self-sufficient, forget about God. How despairing. We need the Lord so that at all times, not sometimes. We need the Lord at all times. He's good for us. And reaching a point to utter unhelpfulness, total reliance on God. Nothing accomplished this more effectively than some direct circumstance beyond our control. COVID-19, I just looked at the news. Let me look at the news for a few minutes. 257,000 people has gone on. They was not ready to go. But, God, we that's why I said, everyone, like I said, wear your mask, please do. Trust the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on unto your own understanding. But that's in Proverbs 3:5. Please understand that God, I just said, God ain't playing. So we just have to, this COVID is not playing with us. It don't care who it gets. We have to understand. We have to stay committed. Make a strong commitment to God. I mean, for David, but, you know, songs. It's one of my favorites. They've got 150 songs, and every one you can find something in to identify your life and what's going on in your life. Believe that God will deliver him from his oppressor. David made a strong commitment to the Lord. Have you made a strong commitment today? His vow to believe and to believe in God. He attempted to begin to bargain with God. You can't bargain with God. As a note by the word, freely. Rather, it was natural outflow of his grateful heart. Hallelujah. David believed in him. Hallelujah. That's what we have to believe. We have to make a commitment. I made a commitment to be on this call. I made a commitment to stay focused. I made a commitment to re-worship God because I can't be out. I can't get so carried away that I can't have time for God. You have to have time for God because he would put us, like he put us on this, on lockdown with COVID, we on lockdown. Hallelujah. But anyway, I'm going to say a commitment to worship and praise the Lord. In verse 6, as I read before, David promised to worship God by offering volunteer sacrifices to him, freely sacrifice whatever to freely, free will offer, a sacrifice that is not required by the Lord. Free will offers were made, make a stir heart and will to spirit. To give something to God, and I was going to read Exodus 35:21-29. I was going to read it, but it's a lot, so you can read it at your leisure. But read it. I think it's God for Dr. PK yesterday was telling me about Philippians. I think it was, and it was saying no arguing, no complaining. I read the whole entire scripture. So they were usually accomplished by a celebration of victory, of blessings from God that prompts the offering. And Deuteronomy 12, 6 and 7, you can read that also. In calling for God's help, David appealed to God's holy name. Verse 1. This is a significant, for this is the only place and the song that David referred to God as his covenant name, Yahweh. David would practice God's because he was his faithfulness to his covenant. A true trust in God would demonstrate by delivering David. God would never fall to the fulfillment of his promise to any of us and who enter into his relationship with him. You have to have a relationship with God because, you know, I ran for the seat and I was kind of like thrown off. And then, you know, as I kept, like I said, I kept connected with the call and it keeps you focused. You can't let nothing get in your way because God already have your life already set up to what you're going to do. I had no idea I would be in politics. Everything God already know before I did. So, you know, as I ran for the seat, I was really committed to run because, you know, in our community, we do need help. And like Minister Brennan was saying, I was out giving out turkeys and help books and, you know, and everybody was saying, oh, you know, they were like in shock because they called my name on the PA system on Friday night. And they thinking that, you know, that I had got knocked down, but I stepped back and I just made a decision to stay still. I did not give up. I just stayed still for a minute and let God, you know, give me my direction now. Let my pacifist, you did something and you want God to give you the okay on it, but that wasn't for you at the time. So, you know, just step back and do what I had to do. So I thank God that I was able to give them out, and people looking at you smiling, they say, hi, Cynthia, hi. You know, I'm still smiling because I had God on my side. God will make me strong to commit to what I'm doing because, you know, this season, people need you more than ever right now. and my commitment to bear witness to God's power. That's why I know that I had to be strong, because it wasn't easy. But you know, as I prayed, and you know, I was emotional. But you know what? I thank God for Dr. Vanessa, Dr. PK Roberts, because oh God, it's just, they made me move forward, and I'm just committed to being where I'm at. David, let me just say, committed to bear witness to God's power. That's how you know God is in my life. David also made a commitment to praise the Lord for his power and rescue him from the troubles. It's in a noble demonstration of faith. David spoke of God and deliverance from his enemies, as it were already done. Through the eyes of his faith, David saw himself standing in victory over the enemies. Amen. I was out there last night. We was giving out turkeys again. I guess y'all said it's constantly giving out turkeys. But, you know, we have a large community here. It is 1,800 units, and it is a lot of people. So we was out, people's in line to get the turkeys, because right now we are in a COVID situation. You don't know what's going on in people's homes. So I give God thanks that I'm still committed to move forward in what I'm doing. The scripture that God has indeed that faith desired that David has when Saul, when the men were about to attack him, a message arrived informing Saul that Philistines had invaded the land, and Saul immediately left fighting Philistines. And that's in 1 Samuel 23 and 26-28. What a jubilant celebration. It must have interrupted almost amongst David and his men. First, when Saul saw David surrounded, God distracted the evil king from the pursuit of godly young man. From the day forward, David were witnesses of God's power to deliver him and give him victory over all the enemies. That's what I got victory yesterday. I said, thank you, Jesus. From the thought of God said, faithfulness should also motivate us to make a strong commitment to the Lord. Let me say it again. God's faithfulness should also motivate, make us a strong commitment to the Lord. Why? Which other offers of animals or sacrifices cease? As Jesus sacrificed his life on the cross, the New Testament spake that spiritual sacrifice that he should offer freely to God. 1 Peter 2 and 5. Among the sacrifices, we mentioned some of them. Let me just give you a few of them. Praising God from a grateful heart. That's Hebrew 13 and 15. Happen to share with others. That's what I did. Help to share with others. Hebrew 13:16. Living a holy, devoted life to God willing. Romans 12:4-1-2. Seek to bring other Christians through sharing the gospel. Romans 15:60. That's why I share with everybody to come on the master calls, because it's important. Hallelujah. Giving to the Lord the work. So Philippians 4:14. God's greatest love to us is to demonstrate by offering his own son, Romans 5:8. You should stir into every day in obedience and devote to him. Devote your time to him. Don't be too busy. Devote time. When God does something special for us, answer an urgent prayer. Help us to difficult situations. Grant healing and provision of a great need. Blessing us with unusual ways. We often show gratitude by doing something special for him. The volunteers of spiritual sacrifice can take many forms, including those mentioned above. May we want to commit our lives to doing good today. May we make a commitment, a strong commitment to God today. Do something good today. Help somebody today. Call somebody today. Give somebody a helping hand today. Oh, yes, I'm going to be out today. I have to be, because I'm committed to make sure everyone has something to do today, something to eat in their home today. In closing, make a strong commitment to God, a commitment to worship, praise the Lord at all times. In Jesus' name we pray. Back to you, Minister Brenda.
I say, hallelujah, be committed. Be committed unto the Lord. Thank you so much, Minister Cynthia Cox from the Bronx, New York, for that awesome message this morning, reminding us that our time with the Lord is truly important when we commit to Him. Let's go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Yes, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, that you have brought us to this place in this time, in this season, to honor and glorify your holy and righteous name. We thank you, Lord, for this woman of God who have poured into us, Father. And we glorify you, Father. And we thank you that you are ministering through her in a special strategic way. Lord God, give her strength and empower her even the more, Lord God. And let her realize, Father, that you're bringing her into a new dimension of you. Thank you, Father God, that she won't look to the right nor to the left or look to what people are doing or saying, Father, but she will continue to look to you, the author and the finisher of her faith. We glorify you, Father, for touching her hands and anointing them in such a way, Father God, that people will see you be glorified through her. Lord God, I ask in the name of Jesus that you continue to minister through our Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Thank you for blessing their going out and their coming in. Continue to strengthen them in every area of their lives. Thank you, Father God, for Mother Josie and Mother Eleanor and all the mothers, Lord God, Victoria, all of those, Lord God, who humbly look to you in every given situation. We call them healed, whole, and complete in you. We thank you, Father, for all those that are going through health challenges, Father God. Right now, we are speaking. We're touching and agreeing and believing in the name of Jesus that they are healed. No weapon formed against them will prosper, and every tongue rise against them will cease according to your will and according to your word. We thank you, Father God, for comforting and strengthening and empowering the families of the loved ones that have gone home to be with you, oh God. We ask you, Father God, that you place your arms around them, Father God, and let them know that you are always there with them. And Lord, to be absent from the body is to be present with you. Give them that peace that surpasses all understanding. Lord, let this holiday week be a blessing to many families, even though some won't be able to be with their families, Father. But let them know, Lord God, that you are their family. And you can connect them spiritually in such a powerful way that they will know that you have been in the midst. Oh, Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Be glorified through this Thanksgiving week, oh God. Protect, strengthen, and empower like never before. And we thank you. It's according to your word. In Jesus' name we say, hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC, I tell you, you might want to go on and share this with somebody. And the number is 712-432-1085. The PIN is 957-677-POUND. We all have to realize that if we commit our way to the Lord, he will do the blessing. Again, that number is 712-432-1085. The PIN is 957-677-POUND. Remember, the next call is Morning Motivational Call with Executive President Candida Mosley. That number is 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND, and it's Presidential Tuesday. I want to thank each and every one of you for joining us this morning. Bring somebody on the call with you tomorrow, and let us celebrate in him in such a special way. Glory to God. And I thank you again, Minister Roslyn, for allowing God to use you as you ushered us in before his presence this morning. And thank you again, Minister Ruth Smith, for blessing us and with the love of the Lord in your heart, greeting and seating everyone this morning. I thought you were going to preach there for a minute, my sister. God bless you all. We love you, Minister Honorable Cynthia Cox. Would you come and close us out with the benediction?
Thank you. Thank you, Minister Brenda Terrell. Thank you, Minister Ruth. And thank you, Minister Rogers, for all that you do. We are so glad. So I'm so thankful to be with you this day. Make a commitment to God. A commit to working with us, this morning. Have his power and his deliverance. His power to give your victory. In Jesus' name we pray. And enjoy your Thanksgiving. God bless you guys.